May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace, ye wretched sinners come, and lay your load at Jesus' feet and plead what he has done. 675.
Oh, from the Holy Word of God, we'll read together two psalms. The first, Psalm 34. Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behaviour before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And now Psalm 141. Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I, withal, escape. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for the multitude of thy mercies which are ours. And we do thank thee for gathering us together here this evening in thy house of prayer. And we do pray thy blessing upon the service of thy house here this evening. We do pray for thy servant who was engaged to preach here this evening, Mr. Matthew Hyde. We pray, Lord, that thou be with him in his ongoing affliction. And we ask, Lord, that thou be with him and his wife and family at this time of anxiety. And we pray, Lord, that the things that he's undergoing, the treatment that is being given to him, might, under thy gracious power and blessing, be used for the restoration of his body. And we pray, Lord, that the path that he is walking at present might be blessed to the good of his soul, and fall out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. And we pray, Lord, that thou remember his church and congregation. And Lord, we pray that thou supply their every need. And we pray, Lord, in the disappointment that he's unable to be here this evening, we pray, Lord, that thou art grant us thy presence. Lord, we pray that as we gather here this evening, it may prove to be one of thy appointments. And so, dear Lord Jesus, we ask that thou would grant us views of thee as we meet around thy word. May there be some who have come this evening with a desire, as those Greeks of old, sir, we would see Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that thou would answer that desire. And Lord, we pray that thou bless them indeed. And we pray that they may not go away this evening disappointed, but rather that they may go away with their cups running over. And so we pray, most merciful Lord, that thou grant us thy gracious presence. We have the promise, but Lord, we pray that we might feel it. Feel that thou art here. Feel that thou art in our midst. Lord, that we might leave different to how we came. And so, Lord, bless us and be with us and touch our hearts and meet our cases. And, Lord, do all that we need. For thou knowest, Lord, our needs, the needs of preacher and hearer. And, Lord, thou knowest the needs that we have as we seek to worship thee, that we might worship thee in spirit and in truth, and that we may come away from the busy scenes of today and know some quietness from the multitude of our thoughts. Lord, that any who come carrying heavy burdens, perplexities, difficulties and troubles in one form or another, we pray, Lord, that they may be brought to cast it all upon thee, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, Lord, we pray that we may be brought to lay it all at thy feet in prayer. Lord, we confess at times that we lay it there and then take it back. Or we think we can manage the small things. But oh, we pray, Lord, that it might be all, and that we might prove thy loving kindnesses and thy tender mercies toward us. And Lord, that thou art send forth that gracious help that is needed, and comfort any that may be cast down. And Lord, those who may be perplexed or troubled, confused, Lord, we pray that thou speak to them and grant them direction. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou speak to us each. Oh, to hear thy voice, speaking through thy word, sealing it in with power into our hearts. Oh, Lord, do then have mercy upon us. We do thank thee for the mercy that is to be found at the throne of grace. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may esteem the privilege it is to approach thee in prayer. We do thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that in him we have a ground of acceptance. We have an object for our faith. We have that new and living way. And oh, we pray, Lord, that we may know more and more of him, that, Lord, that thou reveal thyself to us more and more. And as we come, and at times we feel our sins and our unworthiness and our guilt and condemnation, we pray, Lord, that thou draw near and draw us to thyself, that we might know what it is to be accepted in the Beloved. So, Lord, do cleanse us from all our sins. Lord, do wash us and make us clean. Lord, do suit and fit us for eternity. Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us. Lord, grant to each the knowledge of their sins forgiven. Convince us of our sins. Then lead to Jesus' blood. And so we pray, Lord, for any who may come in this evening with that burden of their soul. Lord, that aching void the world just cannot fill. Sense of a guilt and condemnation to whom eternity is a tremendous sound. We pray, Lord, that even this night there might be some hope, some consolation, some comfort given to their souls. We pray that Christ might be revealed and made precious. Thou reveal thy Son in them. And Lord, that thou bless thy word and raise them up to a sweet hope in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, remember us for good. We pray for each who are here. Thou knowest each case, each need, each heart is open before thee. And Lord, only thou canst suit thy word to meet the various needs here. And we pray that thou wilt do it, Lord, for thy great name's sake alone. Oh Lord, we beseech thee. Lord, that thou pour out thy spirit upon us. Oh Lord, we pray that thou take of the things of Jesus and by thy spirit reveal them to us. And Lord, that there might be much done this night in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Be with those unable to be here this evening, who would be here but are detained, unable to be. And we pray, Lord, that their thoughts and prayers might be toward us as we meet, and that there might be a portion for them, for those that remain behind with the staff. And pray, Lord, that thou bless them where they are. Lord, do be with any who are not here because they have no desire. If there are any such cases, Lord, oh, may it please you to visit them and touch their hearts and quicken them and awaken them. Lord, that they may be brought to thy feet with a humble, with a broken and a contrite heart. Oh Lord, we pray, leave them not out and pass them not by. Lord, we ask that thou work in them to will and to do of thy good pleasure. So, Lord, remember this cause of truth. We thank thee for all that thou hast done and all that thou art doing. And we pray thy blessing upon them. We pray for the deacons that thou would help them in their office, their responsibilities and their duties. And we do pray, Lord, that thou give them strength equal to their day and wisdom and grace in all the affairs that they attend to. And we pray, Lord, that thou bless the church and unite them in thy fear and in thy love. And grant, Lord, an establishing and a settling and a strengthening of each. And, Lord, that they may be built up in their most holy faith. And we pray that there might be that gathering in from the congregation. And, Lord, we pray that thou get to thyself all the honour and the glory. And so we thank thee for what thou hast done and thy favours toward one and another here. And we pray, go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders to make known, till every sinner bought with blood shall trust in thee alone. And we pray, Lord, and thank thee for the birth of a little baby to our dear friends. We do ask, Lord, thy blessing upon the little girl, and we do pray that the parents Dov and Sarah might know thy blessing, thy help, thy guidance. Lord, as they have a little one to care for, we pray that thou would help them day by day and bless the family and bless each of the families here. And may the children here be thy children. Oh, we pray, do remember them each. We pray for our friend expecting. We ask, Lord, I'll be with her and help her. And Lord, as the time of delivery draws nearer day by day, we pray, Lord, that thou would help her and Lord, be with her. And may life be given and life spared. And we pray, Lord, that thou would grant that peace and that comfort in the knowledge that thou art with her. And so, Lord, help us each in the various things that lie before us. Lord, there may be things we have no knowledge of at present. Lord, we know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. But we pray that it might please thee to apply and sanctify to us the various things we pass through. We pray, Lord, that as we read in thy word, in a day of prosperity, be joyful. And in a day of adversity, consider. For thou, Lord, hast set one over against the other. And we pray, Lord, that we might know the rejoicing with those that rejoice and the mourning with those that mourn. But Lord, may we consider. And we pray that thou teach us and instruct us out of thy word, and that it might be applied to our hearts, and we might trace out thy dealings in our lives, and that thou demonstrate to us and persuade us that we are indeed numbered amongst thy children. And so, Lord, remember each one of us with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people, and visit us with thy salvation. And grant, Lord, that we might know that underneath are the everlasting arms. And we might prove that thy grace is sufficient for us. And that thy strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so, Lord, help us to, and give us grace to submit to thy will and thy ways. And Lord, we pray that we may be humbled before thee. And Lord, we pray that we might know a spirit of submission. For thou art all wise and almighty. And we pray, Lord, that we may fall as subjects before thee at thy feet. Lord, we pray then, lead us into thy truth. Deliver us from our sins. Lord, we look around at our country, the day in which we live. Lord, have us cast our lot in this day and generation. And as we look around, Lord, at all the confusion and all the trouble and uncertainty and all the divisions that there are in our society at present, Lord, we see the work of the Antichrist rising more and more. And we have, Lord, sinned and grieved thy holy name. Lord, we have sown to the wind. and we are reaping the whirlwind. And we pray in much wrath, deserved wrath, that thou remember mercy. And that thou stir up the church in prayer, that there might be those who sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land. Lord, that thou preserve a remnant that may pray and wrestle, that thou would have mercy upon us. We pray, deliver us from foolish, godless leaders. And we pray that thou set in high places those who fear thy name. And so, Lord, have mercy upon us. And Lord, we pray that thou overturn those wrong laws that are currently on our statute book. And bring in right laws, we pray. And Lord, that thou would pour out thy spirit upon us. Oh, revive thy work, we pray. Revive the churches. Oh, we pray, fill the empty pews with praying, seeking, longing souls. Pour out thy spirit upon this neighbourhood. Lord, who fill this place and glorify thy name, we pray. Lord, we ask then, have mercy upon us. And Lord, who forgive all we've asked amiss. And Lord, who take away all our sins, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. We ask, Lord Jesus, for thy great name's sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 1056. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. 1056.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to the second psalm we read, Psalm 141. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 8. Psalm 41 and verse 8. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Psalm 141 and verse 8. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. This psalm and the one previous, Psalm 140, written at the same time when Saul and Doeg were seeking David's life. And you'll remember, in fact, the first psalm we read this evening, Psalm 34, is at a similar time in David's life. You'll remember David had fled to Abiathar the priest and taken the showbread and Goliath's sword. And Doeg had seen him, Doeg being one of Saul's chief servants. He'd seen David in the house of God. And David then flees to Achish, king of Gath. And the psalm we read first is David after he has escaped. You remember he feigned himself as mad, fearing the Philistines, the people of Gath, fearing Achish. He changed his behaviour, before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. What a time in David's life. He fled to Cave Adullam, and there gathered to him the discontented, those that were in debt, those that were in trouble, and he became a captain over them. And oh, what deliverances he had to look back to, but what trouble he was still in. In a way, these days were some of David's best days. Not best in terms of his prospects, if you like. He feared for his life. He was hunted like a wild animal. And daily he was fearing for his life. But what comfort and what help and what blessing was his as he was brought to plead with the Lord. What teaching was in it for David? Having been anointed by Samuel all those years previous. When would he be king? When would he be a crowned king over all of Israel? Here he is in a cave, captain over these 400 who were really the outcasts of society, in debt, discontented, and David captain over them. Oh, but what blessings he knew. Sometimes the Lord brings his people into days of adversity. We're told, aren't we, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Well, that's mankind. But the Lord's people, it's through much tribulation. It's through much tribulation. God is gracious in really revealing this to us. As our expectations might not be looking for an easy path. Well, we praise the Lord when we have days of joy, when we have times of peace. We should praise the Lord. But I wonder what our prayers are like. What our prayer life is like when we're passing through times of ease. When things are quiet in family, in business, in the church, when we're like drifting along, aren't we? We've got nothing really pressing, really urgent, really necessary. We've our daily needs, but things seem to be well. I wonder what our prayers are like, how frequent they are, how earnest they are. How quick we can slip into a formality in prayer. How easy it is for us to take things for granted. How many things that the Lord does for us, and they lie forgotten in unthankfulness. How often it is not until things are taken from us or we're prevented from doing things do we realise that the many blessings that have been ours. Well, David comes to the end of Psalm 34. He praises the Lord. He's had prayer heard and answered. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. It's been a time of encouragement to him. A time that he's proved the Lord faithful to his word. He's found answers to his prayer, deliverances. The Lord has delivered him. The thankfulness in his heart. He's proved that he's under the particular care of his God. How humbling, beloved friends, if you and I are brought to wrestle in prayer for things in providence, in circumstance. An almighty God, in mercy to you, has blessed you with an answer. You've seen his hand in your life, upon your life, ordering things for you. What an unspeakable mercy that is. What is man that thou art mindful of him? In all the great concerns of this universe, that God should take notice of us individually. The humbling effect upon the heart. But David comes to the end. He says, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, or his people, those that serve him. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Thoroughly alone. None of them shall be left alone. No, his presence shall go with them. He says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, he had proved. At times, David, he felt to be alone. Alone like a sparrow upon a housetop. He felt to be alone. He sought the Lord. The Lord, in his sovereign will and love and mercy, delayed. Oh, there's a bringing down. There's an urgency in prayer to be drawn out. Pride must be abased. Sinner must be brought low. And oh, through times when the Lord delays his appearing. Oh, it's good. It's necessary. Oh, but at the time, for the one who's concerned with it, is not, doesn't feel to be good, doesn't feel to be necessary, doesn't feel to be kind. But what a peaceable fruit of righteousness flows forth when the Lord appears, when the Lord turns and smiles, when the Lord shines a light, when the Lord lifts up the light of his countenance, when the Lord smiles the darkness into daylight, when the Lord reveals himself, when the Lord appears and brings about a deliverance. Oh, I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. Oh, to feel it. Oh, to feel it. Well, in this Psalm 141, our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. The sense here is that he feels almost at the point of death, ready to die. Oh, he's at the grave's mouth. Our bones are scattered. But we're just to be collected now and laid in the grave. But despite all of that, despite what my natural eye will see, despite what my fearful heart will view in all the things that are against, all of the uncertainty, all the difficulty, all the opposition, but mine eyes are unto thee. Oh, what a but this is. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. Oh, to be brought there. Few, if any, come to Jesus till reduced to self-despair. Oh, do we look to him as often? Do we look to him? Do you? In your troubles, in your difficulties? David said, but mine eyes are unto thee, O Lord, O God the Lord, mine eyes are yours, and are mine. Be a wonderful thing if the Lord draws our eyes to him in our troubles and in our difficulties. You know, so many of us at first look to the help that may be around us. How quick we are when trouble comes to begin to piece together a way out. How quick we are to take steps to resolve the difficulty or issue. Maybe our first reaction is to look for help in fellow man. David says, but mine eyes are unto thee. Oh, the man of God here made wise. Made wise. You know, we're thinking this afternoon of of Jehoshaphat. And you'll remember when he was given news, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side Syria." And oh, the fear that came over him. Jehoshaphat feared. He feared, but he set himself to seek the Lord. He set himself to seek the Lord. Oh, how wise, you'd say. He set himself to seek the Lord. And oh, do we? Do I? Oh, Jehoshaphat, he set himself to seek the Lord and pours out his heart in prayer. But he comes to this point in his prayer and says, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." He had a great multitude against him. He saw his own army as insufficient. And he didn't know what to do. "Neither know we what to do." But he did. Because he was doing it. Because his eyes were fixed in the right place. "But our eyes are upon thee." At times in your life and mine, has the Lord brought you there? You've looked at all the options. And one by one, the Lord has shut them. You're like the children at the Red Sea. Oh, everywhere you turn, there seems to be something preventing. But what are you left with? "Neither know we what to do. Neither know we what to do." Oh, what a blessing. What a mercy if your eyes are up. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help?" It's almost like a question, isn't it? Well, where does it come? "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Oh, to have a sweet sense in your heart of the almighty, all-wise, all-knowing Lord God omnipotent. Oh, to have a sweet sense in your heart of the majesty and the mercy of Almighty God. Oh, that you might have a sweet view of the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, that in your tribulation, in your difficulty, maybe it's not affliction or trouble in your life. Maybe it's the greater matters, the matters of your soul. Oh, to have a sweet view of the person of Jesus Christ. "But mine eyes are unto thee." Oh, to look to Almighty God through the person of Jesus Christ. Oh, to find a smiling face, to find acceptance, to find a welcome, a sweet drawing to the throne of grace. Though sinful and of a vile race, though wretched and undone, oh, to have a view of the mercy that is in Jesus. Oh, to have your faith fixed on Jesus, that despite all that you feel your sins deserve, and despite all of your felt sense of unworthiness, despite Satan's continual telling you that you can't come, and you won't find acceptance, and you're not fit and right in his sight, oh, yet to find a view of the Lord Jesus. This man sitteth and eateth with sinners, receiveth sinners to himself. Oh, that your faith may fix its eye. Oh, that he came to save not the righteous, but sinners. He came to call not the righteous, but sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Though he came to save his people from their sins. Oh, the view of Jesus. As we're pressed, as we're burdened, as we're perplexed at times. Oh, that we might, our eyes might be brought to rest on him. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Is it? Oh, it's trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. Oh, to put your trust in him. But none shall be ashamed that put their trust in him. Oh, the beautiful, loving displays of his mercy through his word. Do they excite you into to prayer? As you read of the person of Jesus Christ, as he went about, as he delivered, as he touched those that were sick, as he went about healing those that were sick, as he walked his most holy life here below, oh, to find our eyes resting, lighting upon him. Paul, writing to the Hebrews, says, consider him. Consider him. You know, sometimes we are so considering ourselves. We get so bogged down with ourselves. We get so taken up with ourselves. Oh, but and in that we find at times we feel hard done by. We feel we've been dealt harshly with. It'd be a wonderful thing if the Lord brought us to view a little of what our sins deserve. You know, when you're feeling hard done by, when you feel things against you, maybe when you can't find a reason, God seems to be dealing harshly with you. Doesn't seem to be fair. You're looking around at others and, oh, they've got such ease. Maybe it's the world. Maybe those you work with or at school with. You come in contact with and, oh, they seem to go from one joy to another. And here you are and you're trying to live your life. Rightly before the Lord, you're trying to walk in his ways, and you feel to be struggling, and then trouble comes, and then another one, and it's like waves crashing on the beach. You barely stand up after one's hit you, and another one comes. Why is this? Why have I not got what they've got? Oh, to view. To have a view of what your sins deserve. Oh, what our sins deserve. The Lord blesses you with a view of what your sins and mine are, and a measure of them in the light of his holiness. Oh, and his detest and anger and wrath at sin. Beloved friend, you'll have to say with the psalmist, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh, your view, your the Lord's dealings with you in a different light. But it's more, isn't it? It's to look upon him. It's wonderful if the Lord brings us and convicts us, convinces us of our sinnership. It's vital, isn't it? It's needful. And what a desire. It's my desire for each one of you that in the various things that the Lord is doing in your lives, that it might be for your real good. But we know that all things work together for good. Well, it may not be the good of your prospects here below. It might not be for the good of your business. It might not be for the good of your bank balance or for the good of your health. But it will be for the good of your soul. As the Lord works it together with his grace, we know that all things, said Paul, work together for good to them that love God. And it is together with faith and together with his grace, which enables and which motivates and moves sinners. His grace, which is displayed to them, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's that in the time of affliction or trouble or difficulty, and so much more in the day when the Lord reveals our sins. Oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the love of God, which is displayed in Jesus Christ. The mercy and favour. And the ground of acceptance that is in him. And the ground of our hope and our faith. That we may cast our anchor. In thee is my trust. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. Wholly lean on Jesus' name. You know, what good would it be if you're in your ship sailing through the storm and you cast your anchor into your own ship? No good at all. What ground of hope have you got in yourself? Nothing. Oh, to have it revealed. No, hope in self I find. No, it's a wretched heart. It's a heart that's deceitful and desperately wicked. Oh, to have then no ground of hope in your own. But what good would it be to cast your anchor into someone else's ship? Putting your trust in some fellow creature who may have all the wise words and well-meaning thoughts, but can't deliver. No, it's just a man. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. There is to be brought to cast your anchor within the veil, whither the forerunner has for us entered, even Jesus. Oh, to view the solid ground, the only solid ground of faith, which is Jesus Christ and him crucified. In thee is my trust. Oh, I can't trust in myself. I can't trust in my own wisdom. I can't trust in my own righteousness.
Oh, it is but filthy rags. I can't trust in any good work that I might do as enabled by the Lord. It can't blot out one sin. It cannot make me right. Though I can't trust in my own fig leaf covering, I can't patch up this moth-eaten, torn and worn out garment which is my righteousness. I can't patch it up with Christ's. Oh, it must be in him and in him alone. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. And then he has this desire, leave not my soul destitute. What is it to be destitute? Extremely poor, empty. Leave not my soul destitute. Oh, in all these things that I'm passing through, oh, may there be something to touch my heart. Oh, may I be filled with something, Lord. You know, maybe with you this evening it's a day of joy. Maybe it's a day of rejoicing. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Oh, but in passing through this time of joy, in a felt sweet answer to prayer, oh, let it not be empty. Let me not be left with a cold, empty feeling. Oh, but let me truly sing. Oh, let me truly worship. Let me truly praise. Let me love thee as I ought and as I desire. Oh, let there be something done. Oh, leave me not empty and feeling cold and indifferent when I'm being showered with so many blessings, when I'm being dealt with in such a kind way, when I'm finding such favour. Oh, let there be something remain in my heart. Something done. Oh, let me truly know what it is to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh my, but leave not my soul destitute. Oh, leave me not cold and barren and lifeless. Oh, leave me not in this lukewarm state. Oh, but stir up my heart. Bring before me, Lord, to my remembrance, the many blessings that are mine. Oh, bring to my remembrance the many answers to prayer, the many helps. Let my cup be overflowing. Pour in the love of Christ. Oh, that I might be overflowing. Oh, that my mouth might speak forth the praises of God. Oh, let me sing as one that is blessed of the Lord. Leave not my soul destitute. Oh, leave it not empty, Lord. For I fear that something will fill it. Oh, I fear that the enemy will come in and take advantage of this lukewarm, this lifeless, this indifference that so often comes. Oh, but Lord, stir up my heart. Oh, warm it, kindle that flame, and let the love of Christ be bubbling up like a well of springing water, overflowing in my soul. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Maybe it's in the time of the trial of your faith. Maybe you've had some sweet hopes that you were numbered amongst his children. Oh, but now there's a few things that have come. Maybe many days have passed since then. Oh, and the tempter's coming and buffeting you and stirring up thoughts in your heart. Where's the evidences? When did you last hear his voice? And now this has come upon you and you're beginning to shake. Oh, your faith is it feels to be weak. Oh, the promises in God's word aren't as real and as warm and as precious as they once were. Oh, and you feel it's sin, like leprosy spreading over you. Now the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot hear. Oh, you need him, you desire him. Oh, you want him to turn and smile again. But his hand's not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Oh, but you have to fall under this, but your sins have separated between you and your God. Oh, but leave my soul. Leave it not destitute. Oh, Lord, leave me not in this, this sense of fear and anxiety. Leave me not to a prey to Satan, who would wrap me up in guilt and condemnation again. Oh, but give me that joy and that peace in believing. Oh, say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, return, Lord. And bring me to return. Restore unto me, because I have known it. I feel I've known it. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, for if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. It'd be a wonderful thing if you and I are brought into the promises that are in God's word. And they excite us to pray for them. Oh, let them be mine, Lord. Oh, speak it again. Oh, Lord, whisper that word again into my heart. May it have the power and the unction again. Oh, that I might feel that joy and that peace. And that Satan may be banished from my heart for a season. Oh, that I might feel some peace and some rest. Oh, that I might find some refuge. Consider him. Consider him. But mine eyes are unto thee, O Lord, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Oh, what is the promise of the Lord? Fear not, for I am with thee. Oh, David proved it. He knew what it was. In his life there was times of joy, times of sorrow. Times when he felt near to the Lord, times when he felt far off. Oh, but what was he resting on? An everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. He rested on who his God was and is, unchangeable. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Oh, it's a sure foundation. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday when you felt his blessing, and today where maybe when you feel some indifference, and forever. And his love and his mercy is unchanging. Oh, the stability of that rock, Christ Jesus, there to build your hope. There's no other refuge, no other foundation, no other sure and certain place for trust to be placed, for faith to look to, but in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the love of God, which changes not. He said, I will never leave thee, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Robert Fields is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and our friend Mr. Tim Parrish next Tuesday evening again. Let us close with hymn 720. Endless blessings on the Lamb, broken hearts repeat the same. His dear heart was broken too when he bore the curse for you. 720.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.